You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison, live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. So many videos to show you, so many stories to get into. I'll finish up with the coverage of the space last night here. I don't know where that video was. This is the problem. Facebook with Twitter bookmarks. Maybe got deleted. Was this guy he's just fuming at Elon Musk. He's like, this guy launches rockets while there are people starving. And like, you know, when Apollo 11 launched, there are people protesting it, holding signs going, there's hungry people. Like there's always going to be hungry people. There's always going to be suffering. That's inevitability. You cannot cure it all. You can do what you can to try to minimize it. But like to these people, we should achieve nothing. We should build nothing. Everything should be taken from people who have it and given to people who don't. And that's that. That's just what they think. And that's the entirety of their worldview. It pisses them off that people want to accomplish things and do great things and achieve things. But it's what every normal person wants. It's like the most human fulfilling thing. I remember talking to my father-in-law, actually, and we're all sitting around on vacation. We were talking about, like, if you could live at any point in history, when would it be? And he was basically like, I wish I was a little bit older and could have participated in the Apollo 11 mission. And he's just like, you know, just this idea of all of these people working together for one specific goal and achieving it. Like, there's something so thrilling about that, so fulfilling, so powerful about, you know, an entire civilization, entire industry combining their power, becoming more than the sum of the indivisible parts, the individual parts. Like that's what civilization is for. That's why we do all of this, is to achieve great things. And it's not an exaggeration to say leftist liberals, their entire worldview is predicated on despising great things, despising human achievement. And wanting something that doesn't exist. And it's some sort of imagined fantastical utopia that we could just achieve if all of these people would stop building rockets. If all of these damn, you know, greedy people would stop building skyscrapers and airports, if they'd stop casting statues in bronze, if they'd stop taking us to the stars, then finally we could have perfect peace and prosperity. Like they're just... Leftism is lowest common denominatorism. It's minimalism. It's pathetic. It's all very pathetic. And of course, you know, they weren't talking about abortion or transgenderism. So the Democrats had nothing to, you know, they didn't care about any of this stuff. But we can go now to clip number four, because they were talking about, you know, actual things that matter. Let's watch.
I have a red button on my desk too, but my red button is much bigger and my red button works. And then I called him Little Rocket Man of Little Rocket Man. Anyway, here's the bottom line. All of a sudden I got a call from him and they said they want to meet. They want to meet me. And we met, as you remember, we met in Singapore. We met also in Vietnam. And I got along with them great. We were in no danger. But President Obama thought we were going to end up in a war, a nuclear war with him. And let me tell you, he's got a lot of nuclear stuff, too.
Exactly.
He's got plenty of nuclear. He can do plenty of damage.
It's because, you know, I mean, people like Kim Jong-un, they respond to strength, not weakness.
Well,
he and I
had a good relationship.
Remember,
I met him and we walked onto his land. Nobody ever walked onto his land before.
Yeah, you know, nuclear war, world peace. These are the things that we're actually talking about, but Democrats don't care because I guess he sounded funny.
Nitric Boost. turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
A record of the hearts and minds of the American people. It's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back. So much to discuss here, especially in the UK, as they just continue their insatiable drive to arrest everybody that isn't gleefully submitting to their replacement and or murder. I guess we'll talk about that now. I mean, this is it's pretty astonishing. Some of the videos coming out of not just the UK, but in Ireland as well. But starting with just some of the egregious actions being taken by the authoritarian dictatorship of England. That's what it is. Let's just look at the facts and reality rather than what they say. They arrest 10 times more people for speech than Russia does, with a significantly smaller population. They are aggressively destroying their own people, their own culture, their own neighborhoods, their own towns, their own cities. They're freeing tens of thousands of violent criminals, including murderers, including one African migrant who murdered an English kid with a machete, will serve less than 6 months in prison for murder, for stabbing somebody to death. They'll serve 6 months. People are being sentenced to 2 years in prison for sarcastic Facebook posts. Or Twitter posts. Sellafield worker jailed for sharing offensive Facebook posts. A 51-year-old Egremont man has pled guilty to one offense. He sent a message that was grossly offensive or of an indecent, obscene, or menacing character. What he did was he posted a picture of Muslim migrants and wrote, quote, coming to a town near you. Post another picture of a group of men, Asian in appearance, i.e. Muslim. They say Asian in Britain. It's not accurate. Asian in appearance, leaving a boat onto Whitehaven Beach. This, Mr. Shelley, said Mr. Shelley, had the caption, quote, when it's on your turf, then what? Oh, what? How gross and indecent. He posted a picture of the invasion that's happening and said, when it's on your turf, then what? Now he's in jail. Crazy. Just absolutely insane. The final image showed a group of men, again Asian in appearance, wielding knives in front of the Palace of Westminster. There's also a crying white child in a Union flag t-shirt. This was also captioned with the wording, coming to a town near you. Again, I guess if he put an exclamation point, it would be fine. If he's saying, this is coming to a town near you, and what a wonderful thing that is, diversity is our strength, then that's fine. If you say exactly the same thing, if you just point out reality and say, I'm not in favor of this, then you get locked in a box for a couple months. He was handed an immediate 8-week jail term, which was supposed to be 12 weeks, but because he pled guilty, they chopped it down. Thank God for the First Amendment and guns. Because while they are sending people to prison for saying that Muslims are coming to a town near you, for posting images of boats arriving full of Muslim men, they're setting new records in terms of the number of boats full of Muslim men arriving on English shores. Channel migrants set record daily crossing for Starmer's labor. More than 700 illegal immigrants crossed the English Channel from France to the UK on Sunday as the new left-wing government in Westminster struggles to contain the long-running crisis. Home Office figures released on Monday revealed a total of 703 migrants were escorted to British shores, a new record since Prime Minister Keir Starmer and his Labour Party took office last month. It's the third highest daily total this year. So while they empty the jails of murderers so they can put in people who posted incorrectly on Facebook, while they jail people for saying there are Muslims arriving, there are 700 Muslims arriving in a single day. Foreigners, whatever, whoever they are. Non-British people. Invaders. I can pretty much guarantee you there's more fake asylum seekers arriving in the UK on a daily basis than Russians arriving to the front of Ukraine. Since the start of the year, 18,342 asylum seekers have been registered arriving on British shores, a 13% increase over the same period last year. Millions upon millions of foreigners pouring into that country, and the British who are against it get arrested. We'll go now. I'm just don't want to go because this is a very funny video. I almost feel bad laughing at this very serious situation. This is AI, obviously. This is an AI video of Keir Starmer, Prime Minister of Britain. And this is what it sounded like if he told the truth. So let's go to clip number 14. Here's the reality via some fakery of what's happening in England today.
Today, I convened with police chiefs from across the nation to formulate a decisive strategy to address the scourge of white working class protests. These far-right thugs have observed BLM riots and Islamic demonstrations and arrogantly assumed they could replicate them. Let me be unequivocally clear, you do have the right to protest in this country unless you are white and working class. You can riot in this country unless you are white and working class. You can attack and physically assault female officers unless you are white and working class. You will never be allowed to voice your anger about mass immigration, grooming gangs, organized foreign criminal syndicates, Islamic terrorism that targets our children, and the epidemic of stabbings. This administration is dedicated to labeling any white individual who openly complains as far right. We will implement advanced facial recognition technology specifically targeting crowds of white working class scum, as it would be deemed racist to employ this technology on people of color. This country is it's only going to get more f***ed, and you're all going to endure it like the dirty little fascists you are. And remember, you will own nothing and be happy.
Yeah, if he was speaking truthfully, and honestly, it's not even very far off from what he says. It's just a little bit more, but just a little bit more explicit, but not all that different than the actual statements that he's made. It really is horrible. This is a very disturbing thread of just some of the arrests that have taken place from Stark Naked Brief at Stark Naked Brief. There's been a lot of outcry about authoritarianism in Britain this last week. Various commentators have claimed there's two-tier policing standard and that free speech is effectively dead. Here's a look at some specific cases to help provide some clarity. First of all, you have Tyler James K. On August 9th, Northland's police announced that the 26-year-old father of three had been sentenced to 3 years and 2 months for stirring up racial hatred online. We talked about this before, but there is a little something called let the punishment fit the crime. That whatever the government, you know, feels is a appropriate response to a crime, it should be equivalent. It should, you know, you don't get thrown in prison for 20 years for stealing a loaf of bread, right? And you don't get sentenced to 5 months for murdering somebody with a knife. But that's out the window now. They're setting an example. I gotta say, if somebody was going to take me away from my children for 3.5 years, this guy has three kids. He's 26, so they're young kids, right? Not that it'd be all that different, but it is. I mean, imagine not being able to see your kids from when they're 4 to 7. I mean, it's an abominable, it is a brutal punishment. And they'll go even farther. Remember Sam Millay, who was in prison for putting up stickers that just said, you know, by 2060, white Britons will be a minority. Posting government statistics on flyers. He was sentenced for 2 years. His wife had just given birth to a baby. He will not hold his baby until she's walking and talking. Just horrific levels of just inhuman punishment for these people. And they said that because he's a racist, he's a danger to children. And they told he and his wife they could not even discuss their children. She could not even bring up how their children are doing. So like, this is like vindictive. This is not Christian. So this guy, 26 years old, father of three, sentenced to 3 years and 2 months for stirring up racial hatred. However, the local paper, the Northampton Chronicle and Echo, dug into his ex post and found that he very directly and clearly incited violence, except he was making a point by quoting somebody else. He says, mass deportations now set fire to all the hotels full of the migrants, I guess, blank, for all I care. If that makes me racist, so be it. He says, my point here, because he was quoting, that was the exact same thing that the wife of a counselor said. He said, my point is more, it's one rule for some and another rule for others, because I can categorically tell you I will not be arrested by the North End's police, just showing part of their two-tier policing. May want to remove this if you're trying to stay anon. You've liked the post and your name is visible. The strange thing is, Adrian Lucking found him guilty of stirring up racial hatred, which requires a subjective interpretation of his intentions when he already broke an objective law encouraging direct imminent violence. Kay denied that he'd stirred up hatred. He said, my post made me look like an idiot. Freedom of speech is not freedom to spread racial hatred. What is racial hatred for one person is not for another. In principle, free speech includes all speech, bar incitation to violence. Well, not anymore. Ricky Jones. Okay, this is the guy who actually said we need to cut their throats and get rid of them. He actually was arrested. For actually stirring up racially, actually being in front of a mob and saying, let's go cut their throats. Yeah, maybe you want to put a tamp on that. Benedette Spoforth on July 29th. Spoforth took to X and misidentified the Southport child murderer as Ali Al-Shikati. Just over a week later, Cheshire Police released a statement announcing her arrest. Again, somebody told her, here's the name of the guy, and she's like, oh, I'll tweet that out. Now she got arrested. Now, as far as I know, nobody is named Ali al-Shakati. And she also caveated her original post saying, if this is true, all hell's about to break loose. Chief Allison Ross then released a public statement linking her malicious and inaccurate communications online to violent disorder as violence followed hours later at a mosque in Southport. Spothforth never encouraged violence, nor did she mention race or religion. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. That's it. It just doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter if you actually do anything wrong. That's the point, right? Doesn't matter if you were intending to stir up racial hatred. Doesn't matter if you did stir up racial hatred. Doesn't matter if anybody saw your post. Doesn't matter if you actually inspired violence. It doesn't matter. They're arresting you anyway. And that's that. So again, police subjectively interpreted her intention with no objective measure of proof. The way they've enforced the law effectively means that it doesn't matter if Spofforth unknowingly misidentified the suspect. The mistake justifies arrest if they so choose. Nick Lowles, on August 3rd, following riots and protests, Lowles posted on X that there were reports that a Muslim woman had been attacked with acid in Middleboro. Cleveland police shortly denied that any such reports had been claimed or filed. Lowles, the boss of the anti-racist charity Hope Not Hate, which routinely attempts to censor their political opponents, then corrected himself following the police statements. Spofforth and Lowles' case are very similar. Both seemingly unknowingly shared false information that was followed by violence. Except Lowell's, it was not unknowing. He has admitted that. He was like, yeah, it was a hoax. So what? He completely made it up. That was not a mistake. And it was cited by Muslims who were rioting and committing violence. They're on camera going, they're throwing acid at our women. We have to kill them. Like, actually inspired this. So, but that's fine. But because he's a leftist, he's part of Hope Not Hate, so he's not in prison. He has not been in jail. They did not arrest or charge Lowles. And it goes on and on. I'm going to go to, I got two videos to go to, and they're both somewhat long, but they're both equally powerful. We'll go first to clip number three here. This is Neil Oliver on a monologue of what's happening in the UK and just how despicable it truly is. Let's go to clip three.
People say to me that Britain's broken, and it surely is. Entire communities denied hope for homes, denied hopes of decent jobs, hopes of decent schools for their kids, denied hopes of better lives, condemned instead to an ever-decreasing spiral of lost freedom. Britain's traditional culture of hard work and hard workers has been replaced with a culture of dependency, of hopelessness. Britain is indeed broken, but what is most important to understand, I say, is that Britain was deliberately broken. Successive administrations looked on at a Britain that worked, literally and metaphorically, with domestic industries, domestic sources of energy, and set about its dismantling. Planned demolition with a view to replacing a capable, functioning place with a dysfunctional dystopia inhabited by a dependent, submissive population dumbed down into compliance with endless supplies of seductive convenience. Convenience that's illusory. I say self-applied manacles instead. Starmer is a lawyer to trade and must surely be familiar with the concept of malice aforethought, of mens rea, the guilty mind. Unhappy, desperate, appalling consequences resultant from the deliberate, and I do mean deliberate, flooding of incumbent populations with millions of incomers from elsewhere, from anywhere. Incomers with radically different ideas about how to live were predicted not just in the UK, but...
A little technical difficulty there. We'll post that full video in the upload that we do. So go to band.video and find this segment and you can watch that full thing. For now, we'll go to the other video I was going to play, which is one of my favorite people in the entire world, Rowan Atkinson, a.k.a. Mr. Bean. We'll go to clip number six here as he talks about the importance and really ultimate importance of free speech.
My starting point when it comes to the consideration of any issue relating to free speech is my passionate belief that the second most precious thing in life is the right to express yourself freely. The most precious thing in life, I think, is food in your mouth. And the third most precious is a roof over your head. But a fixture for me in the number two slot is free expression, just below the need to sustain life itself. That is because I have enjoyed free expression in this country all my professional life and fully expect to continue to do so. Personally, I suspect highly unlikely to be arrested for whatever laws exist to contain free expression because of the undoubtedly privileged position that is afforded to those of a high public profile. So my concerns are less for myself and more for those more vulnerable because of their lower profile. Like the man arrested in Oxford for calling a police horse gay. Or the teenager arrested for calling the Church of Scientology a cult. Or the cafe owner arrested for displaying passages from the Bible on a TV screen. When I heard of some of these more ludicrous offences and charges, I remembered that I had been here before in a fictional context. I once did a show called Not the 9 o'clock News some years ago, and we did a sketch where Griff Rhys-Jones played Constable Savage, a manifestly racist police officer to whom I, as his station commander, is giving a dressing down for arresting a black man on a whole string of ridiculous, trumped up and ludicrous charges. The charges for which Constable Savage arrested Mr. Winston Kadogo of 55 Mercer Road were these: walking on the cracks in the pavement, walking in a loud shirt in a built-up area during the hours of darkness, and one of my favourites, walking around all over the place. He was also arrested for urinating in a public convenience and looking at me in a funny way. Who would have thought that we would end up with a law that would allow life to imitate art so exactly? I read somewhere a defender of the status quo claiming that the fact that the gay horse case was dropped after the arrested man refused to pay the fine, and that the Scientology case was also dropped at some point during the court process, was proof that the law was working well, ignoring the fact that the only reason these cases were dropped was because of the publicity that they had attracted. The police sensed that ridicule was just around the corner and withdrew their actions. But what about the thousands of other cases that did not enjoy the oxygen of publicity, that weren't quite ludicrous enough to attract media attention? Even for those actions that were withdrawn, people were arrested, questioned, taken to court, and then released. You know, that isn't a law working properly. That is censoriousness of the most intimidating kind, guaranteed to have, as Lord Deer says, a chilling effect on free expression and free protest. Parliament's Joint Committee on Human Rights summarized, as you may know, this whole issue very well by saying, while arresting a protester for using threatening or abusive speech may, depending on the circumstances, be a proportionate response, we do not think that language or behaviour that is merely insulting should ever be criminalised in this way. The clear problem with the outlawing of insult is that too many things can be interpreted as such.
Yeah, free speech is dead in Britain, unfortunately.
Construed as insult by...
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
limited edition, exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24-carat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight-up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
Listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, folks. On and on about what's going on in the UK. So much other stuff happening here. And let's move on. I'm going to open up the phone lines for your calls in just a little bit. I do want to remind you to go to InfoWarsStore.com to support everything that we do here. I gotta say, we've known what was coming for a long time, but seeing it actually arrive somewhere like the UK is really chilling. And it really, really makes you appreciate the freedoms that we have in this country. They can't arrest you for a Facebook. Well, I mean, they can and will arrest you for a Facebook post. Let's not kid ourselves. But they have to couch it in some. It's hard for them. It's difficult for them to do. You know, Ricky Vaughn, Douglas Mackey, right? Arrested for and sentenced for a sarcastic meme about texting in your vote. So I don't want to downplay the trouble that we're in. But it really just goes to show the importance of empowering the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, for that matter. As much as people like to sort of make fun of these ideas, oh, what are you going to do? You know, you have all your guns and you're being taken over anyway. We're not UK, are we? We're not Australia. We are not helpless and hopeless, sitting by silently while our country is destroyed because if we speak up, we'll be arrested. But we'll get there if we don't turn this boat around, if we don't make some drastic changes in the trajectory of our civilization. That is absolutely where we're headed. And it's in a way kind of convenient for us because we can see the way that it's implemented over there. We can see the game plan. We can see like a preview of what's coming here. You actually get, you know, it's like watching the game tape of the team you're about to play. We know how Britain got to this point. We know the incremental steps that it took to arrive here. So we can see those same steps being taken here in America, and we can prevent them and head them off, defeat them before they get this machine operational. And for them, silence and censoriousness is like a multiplying factor. Because if you can silence the people speaking out about what you're doing, that just makes everything else that much easier. It's not just that freedom of speech makes it more difficult for them to do what they're doing. In some cases, it makes it impossible. So when they shut down outlets telling the truth, when they shut down activists spreading accurate information, it makes everything else that they're doing that much easier. It's like removing a major obstacle is removing the awareness of the people of what they're doing. Like if somebody performing a heist shuts down the security camera system first, right? Makes everything else a hell of a lot easier. It makes it a lot easier to get away with the crime when nobody can see what's happening. InfoWars is the security camera on the state. We are the guard dog that the wolves need to take out before they can get to the sheep. And the importance of this mission has never been more clear. And the horror of what happens if we lose these rights has never been more apparent. The abuses of supposedly democratic liberal governments, the authoritarianism, the brutality that they're willing to wield against their own people has never been more starkly expressed than what's happening in the UK right now. So I hope everybody takes this as a wake-up call. They're like, what we're doing here is not for fun. It's not, you know, we're not tilting at windmills here. We're not just crazy conspiracy theorists that think the world is falling, you know, think the sky is falling and are running around like Chicken Little. No, we're telling you of very clear dangers to all of us that are coming, that are trying to get in. They're trying to steal our sheep. And we're here barking our heads off. So please, for the love of God, help us in this mission. Contribute in any way that you can by spreading this information, by warning people, by telling people the truth about what's going on, sharing our videos, following us on X, sharing that content, getting active, getting involved, volunteering, signing up. The Agenda 47 sign-up page is available. They're looking for hundreds of thousands of volunteers across the country for the Trump campaign. No, Trump is not going to save us. But it's a victory that's necessary for eventually winning the war. So please, however you can contribute, please do. And the best way to keep us on air and in the fight. And when you talk about the trifecta bringing down the globalists, it's Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and Alex Jones. Elon Musk is the richest man in the world. Donald Trump, you know, has an entire Republican Party apparatus behind him. InfoWars has you. It has the InfoWars store. It has our modest little studio here And that's it. And so we need your support. We're desperate for your support. And we won't be here without your support. So please contribute now while you still can to the free this free speech outlet while we can still exist. And help us to fend off what we know is coming, what we see manifest in the UK, in total top-down control of what you're allowed to say, what you're allowed to see, what you're allowed to think. It is totalitarianism and tyranny in its most basic expression, and it can't happen if the people are awake to it. It cannot happen if people understand what's coming and stand up against it. These people are not all powerful. Not yet. They're not superhumans. They're just people. The organizations that we're fighting can and will be dismantled and made obsolete, but only if we pursue that goal unwaveringly. So join us in this. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Purchase a product. It helps you. It'll help you in a million different ways, and it'll help us stay on air and expose the man behind the curtain, the forces operating in the shadows, the knowledge of which limits their power significantly. And you know what the ultimate goal is. You won't fall for the language that they use to disguise their intentions. Sad part is that really is the totality of their power. Is framing the most despicable, despotic, tyrannical measures in language that makes it sound like they're just protecting the innocent. These poor Muslim asylum seekers have to be protected from the evil white people. And it's like, just look at what they're doing. Just ignore what they say and how they frame it. Just look at the outcome. They're imprisoning dissidents for sarcastic Facebook posts. Not with a slap on the wrist, not with a $100 fine, but with 3+ years in prison. We're not there yet, but we can see the playbook being run. We can see the effect that it has. We can see the success that they can have with it. This is a warning shot across our bow. We can respond now in kind and with the appropriate intensity, or that's it. It's over.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come up with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said, it's like 75%. Regular turmeric's just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said, 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months, back in stock, is 95% curcuminoid. And it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day, but she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take 3 or 4, would give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back. She said, this is lower milligrams. And I said, yeah, but that's because it's concentrate. She took it. She said one pill had the effect of the big 4 horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, peperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get T-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com. obviously silver's doing way better than gold in growth, and it's way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that. Right. So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce. Right. So this is why
they've
central
got so many quadrillions
gold.
Of fake money. There's not there's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh, so silver, historically, the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all time highs. Silver does better than gold, so silver grows faster. And there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
Now, you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. On the topic, last segment of First Amendment and importantly the Second Amendment. This was a great post from Declaration of Memes at Liberty Cappy. The ChatGPT response. I say, write a poem in the style of Dr. Seuss about what would happen if the government of the United States sent its military to fight civilians. And this is the response. Shooty, shooty, pew, pew, pew. Let's all learn what guns can do. Liberals in the USA love to nod their heads and say, you bought your guns from a store. You can't fight a civil war. Fight the army, you will lose. They have jets and tanks to use. That's not where the story ends. They have homes and kids and friends. Tyrants threaten you with bombs. Just remember, they have moms. You can't live inside your jet. Can we find you? Yes, you bet. You'd send soldiers and Marines up against AR-15s. They're outnumbered 10 to 1. That's why I need a gun. Don't forget, because it's true, the government is scared of you. That's very well put, ChatGPT. Very well put indeed. They're outnumbered 10 to 1. That's why I need a gun. Don't forget, because it's true, the government is scared of you. They keep saying it, too. They keep saying it. I'm going to open up the phones for your calls in the final hour of the show. We're going to talk about what's happening in Israel. Because, my God, can we just stop throwing gasoline on the fire? That would be great. We're going to talk about what's going on in Russia as well. Big scandal also with transgenderism as detransitioner sues Planned Parenthood for giving her testosterone after a 30-minute visit. And this 30-minute visit, a lifetime of crippling drug addiction. Liberals at work. But give us a call about any and all of these topics. Specifically, I want to hear what you thought about the space yesterday. Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Give us a call, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. We'll talk about the the transgender stuff here. And again, what we're fighting against most of all is just ignorance. It's sort of a combined thing. It's ignorance, and it's an unwillingness or inability of good, decent people to see the attack that they're under. There's a really good post about this. I don't know if y'all know the Frog Wave posts. Frog Wave was a very insightful commenter on X. I'll have to find it. I'll have to find that that exact one. Unless I pulled it in here. But basically what it says is people don't realize that our entire system has been co-opted and captured by enemies. And that includes the methods by which we're supposed to warn each other that we're under attack, right? By capturing the communications networks and the information flow, they prevent the news of the invasion from getting out, the news of the takeover from taking place, the news of the abuse from proliferating to the wider public, so they can be aware of the attack that they're under. They're not aware. And even when they become aware, they find it impossible to consider these attacks anything other than some sort of mistake or something that they don't understand, but it's up to them to try to cohabitate with. And I'm just thinking about the moms out there that don't quite understand why their daughter started referring to herself as he, who just are a little bit baffled and confused and just trying to do their best and are going to the authorities and are being told that the best thing for your daughter's mental health is to get her on puberty blockers, give her a mastectomy. And I have sympathy for these poor people. Don't know what the hell is going on. They don't understand that this is a deliberate movement of propaganda. They don't understand that their kids are the victims of deliberate, highly engineered brainwashing. They don't understand that. And if they did understand it, they can't fathom that people would do this for unkind reasons. Like they... You know, you shouldn't be a bad person, but you should be able to think like a bad person. It's not that hard. But people can't do it. They're too good. They're too nice. They're too trusting. And the devious people know this and take advantage of it. And the transgenderism thing is just the best, most potent example of this. Detransitioner sues Planned Parenthood for giving her testosterone after a 30-minute visit. While best known for abortion, Planned Parenthood is also deeply invested in the gender transition business, and its diversification has recently gained it a lawsuit from a young autistic woman it gave testosterone to after a mere half hour of consultation. This is the story of Christina Heinemann, who turned 18 in November 2021, went to a New York Planned Parenthood location to obtain testosterone therapy. She sought without the consent of her parents. She'd been dealing with a variety of issues, including self-harm, depression, anxiety, and autism, many of which were exacerbated by the social isolation of COVID-19 lockdowns. And she recalls being turned on to the possibility that gender was the source from YouTube videos that led her to conclude that trans includes all the things I've been feeling: my discomfort with my chest, my discomfort with being called a young woman, not being sure of who I was or what I wanted to be. Again, it's just the best example of people who have been victimized and made miserable by the modern world in a variety of different ways and for a variety of different reasons. And when they're in this uncertain, insecure, vulnerable position, they're preyed upon by devious bastards who tell them that they're the wrong gender, God made them wrong, and that transitioning is a cure-all. It's a total farce. Let's go to this video. More than 40,000 girls have started their transition at Planned Parenthood. Let's watch. I put it in there. I did not put it in there. All right, we'll put it in there right now. For more than 40,000 girls have started their transition at Planned Parenthood. And all they have to do is complete a form.
When Christina Heine was 18, she believed she was transgender. She made an appointment at Planned Parenthood, and after a 30-minute visit, a nurse prescribed her testosterone. At 19, she had a double mastectomy. But then, just weeks later, she realized she made a terrible mistake. Now 20 years old, she's suing the organization. In the past decade, Planned Parenthood has become the country's leading single provider of gender transition hormones. Insurance claims show that at least 40,000 patients went to Planned Parenthood for this reason last year, a tenfold increase since 2017. One medical director I talked to told me that most patients have given a lot of thought to medically transitioning and can, quote, leave the clinic with their prescription, just like Christina did. But Christina says she wasn't informed of all the side effects, and she wasn't in a good place mentally or emotionally to begin such life-altering treatments. I was brainwashed, she told me. I wanted to know how Planned Parenthood, the organization synonymous with abortion rights and women's health, had become one of the country's largest suppliers of testosterone. I reviewed internal documents and spoke with several physicians who served in high-level roles, including one who oversaw medical affairs when Planned Parenthood started offering gender hormones in the mid-2000s. She was proud of that. But when I told her that today young people can begin medical transition in one quick appointment, this concerned her. These are powerful medications with a lot of side effects, she said. If someone isn't fully informed and prepared, quote, it could be a nightmare. Today, there are more than a dozen lawsuits against various providers by former gender patients who say they were harmed. Christina told me she doesn't want to hurt Planned Parenthood's ability to provide abortion and reproductive health care. She just wants other young people struggling with gender to get good care. The answers are not just transition or suicide, she told me. I write about her story and Planned Parenthood's transformation at the Free Press. You can read it at thefp.com.
Yeah, it's pretty insane. How did Planned Parenthood become one of the country's largest suppliers of testosterone? Brainwashing, obviously.
We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture. And get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I notice the difference. I notice the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever, but that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then good night's sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good night's sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.